And now, Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Hospitalized while awaiting the birth of twins, acting Governor Jane Swift of Massachusetts is facing... Who's she the governor of? Of what state? Okay, but it doesn't say any... It doesn't have the state here in this story. Yeah. Jane Swift is facing a challenge from some Democrats who say she may not have the authority to run the state from the hospital bed. This is a pregnant woman. She's the governor of the state of Massachusetts, and some people are challenging her competence to be running the state while she is in a hospital bed or while she is pregnant. Dr. Jim Sadler is an obstetrician, is joining us from Santa Monica this afternoon. And one question, Dr. Sadler, before we get into this, are you married? Okay, I don't know if we have the doctor on the line. Doctor, you married?
I'm right here, Phil.
Yeah. I asked you a question, sir, and welcome to our program.
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. I've been married 15 years.
And have you ever, is your wife pregnant? Or is your wife pregnant? Has she ever been pregnant?
We have a boy and a young girl, yes.
Okay. So you firsthand have observed a pregnant woman.
Well, also as an obstetrician, I've observed perhaps not through all 9 months of pregnancy of pregnant women. But I've observed their behavioral pattern. I've certainly looked at their blood work.
And in your opinion, pregnant women may not be able to hold down the delicate job of for instance, being governor?
Because of the hormone changes that take place, to the point that in some instances, with all the hormones changing, she may be perceived as unstable. But there is one very interesting area, I think, of a woman's pregnancy and the subsequent childbirth experience, and any man who has been through this knows what I'm talking about. In the delivery room, when a woman is giving birth, oftentimes she will curse at the husband. She will yell at him and scream at him, "Why did you do this to me?" Very peculiar, very unstable.
This is while she's giving birth.
While she's giving birth. And I'll tell you, we have two children. I told my wife that I really, as humorous as it may sound, I don't want a third child.
And because of that experience?
Because I don't want to be subjected to her screaming at me again in a delivery room.
Well, a lot of fathers are in the delivery rooms now, Dr. Wright, because they want to take pictures.
The whole teamwork aspect of childbirth, which I never was big on. I always just wanted to be there sort of to videotape and to hold my wife's hand. But no man wants to be subjected to that. And it's really disheartening to go in, be the father of this child, to watch your wife having childbirth, and suddenly she's looking at you and screaming at you that you're a piece of dirt, and you're a piece of crap. And
while she's giving birth, this happens.
While she's giving birth, it's something not a lot of people know.
No, I've heard about it, and my wife told me about it, and she said that it's some kind of. Well, she didn't do it, but she's heard of women who do that. They suddenly, because of the pain. They're going through a level of pain that is obviously so uncomfortable that they want to blame somebody for it, and there is the man, the father of that child, standing right there.
Well, I mean, say what you want, and you know, blame who you want. You know, it takes two to tango, and my wife gets to sit there and scream at me like I'm a piece of crap. I don't think so. If she wants to have another kid, we're going to have a discussion.
All right, getting back to the governor of Massachusetts, you say that she may not, pregnant women may not be stable enough because of hormonal changes to be governor. And you also mentioned a few other points in your press release.
Well, I believe that women can be anything they want to be, Phil. I want to make that clear.
All right, so we're not doing any sexist thing.
No, but when a woman is pregnant, there are hormonal changes that can cause mood swings. The bizarre eating habits of a pregnant woman could cause some problems. Women that are pregnant and perhaps understandably want to bring, and they all want to bring their sonograms into work. And I tell my patients, don't do that. And they want to bring them in.
To show off to their coworkers.
Yeah, to show off to your coworkers, but they hang them up in the lunchroom. It puts people off their food. And the other thing about being pregnant and being governor is people want to to stop by your desk and say, how you doing? How's it coming along? Is it a boy or a girl? My, how you've grown. No work gets done. The productivity in an office can fall off anywhere from 15 to 25% when there's a pregnant woman around, because people are coming by the desk and going, oh, look at you, and look at how big you are, and can I feel your stomach, and a lot of other invasive thing. And finally, the damage that a pregnant woman holding the office of governor does to the esteem and productivity of male workers who may feel like taking the day off because they have the flu or because they have a cold, but they don't dare do that because there's a pregnant woman. And the other comment they make, if I hear this one more time, I'm really going to have a problem, and that is eating for two. And
these are all very colloquial things.
Well, they're colloquial, but they add them all together, and there is serious workplace disruption. And let's not underestimate again that whole thing when the woman is giving birth to the child, screaming at the husband like he's a pile. And that also.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler about the Massachusetts governor who is apparently taken to her bed. She is pregnant. She's pregnant with twins, as a matter of fact. And there are some who believe that a pregnant woman, this pregnant woman at least, is not up to the job of being governor of the state. And we're talking to Dr. Sadler as to whether that is a possibility, that pregnancy precludes a woman. Certainly you understand and recognize there are women across this country working while they're pregnant.
They're working while they're pregnant. And that's a little bit, Phil, like saying, I'm sure there are people in America right now working while they have smallpox, or they're working while they have lymphoma.
Well, pregnancy isn't a disease.
No, but it's a debilitating condition. And for you to say to me, well, look, he's a leper, but he's still working. He has a bell around his neck, but he can still work the Ferris wheel. It doesn't matter. He shouldn't have that job. And my question is, she's pregnant. You say she's pregnant and she's...
But I'm saying there's women successfully working.
Well, how do you make that statement? In other words, how do you qualify?
Well, I've seen women here in the office where I work, pregnant.
And you know for sure they're doing a good job?
Well, I have to assume that they are, otherwise...
Well, if they're dismissed or told to go home early, then it's a sexist deal, see? You know, Mary, you're not getting the job done because every time I come by your desk, you got your girlfriend standing around with their arms folded across their chest saying, you know, when Junior was 3 weeks, I know my son was off of solid food for 2 weeks. And you know what I'm saying?
And so in other words, these women are here, but they're not being productive.
I didn't say that either.
Well, you are intimating definitely, doctor, that a pregnant woman, it sounds to me like you're saying pregnant women don't get any work done.
It's hard for me to believe they can. It's hard for me to believe that they can think of anything other than feeding themselves, feeding the other life that is growing within them. In fact, it's hard for me to think that they can think of anything other than food. The job that they have to do gradually becomes secondary in the 6th month of pregnancy. By the 7th and 8th month, all they're thinking of is the next shovel load of food.
Wow.
That's right. And that's why I don't think we should jump to conclusions and say that this governor of Massachusetts, and I forget the woman's name.
Her name is Governor Swift.
I don't think we should just come out and say that she's doing a great job. And, I'm sure she's a wonderful mother. I'm sure she's a great governor. But right now, as a pregnant one, when she should be looking over the public works of that state, and she's got a pickle shoved in a gallon of ice cream, or she's, you know, and the smell, you know, when they bring a lot of that food into the office, that also puts people off of their food. So,
and that whole sonogram thing, you know, I've seen sonograms, women bring them in, they're very proud.
Well, I'm sure they're very proud, but, and as a doctor, I've shown many a proud mother and father a sonogram. But I don't recommend you take it into work and hang it in the lunchroom because there are people trying to eat. And I don't understand it.
Well, a sonogram's just a very fuzzy picture of a baby. It's
inside the womb. I don't understand.
All right, well, can you hang on the line here, Doc?
Sure.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Pregnant women. And we have the case here of the governor of Massachusetts. The governor's council voted 5-3 Wednesday to ask the state Supreme Judicial Court if it is constitutional for Swift to conduct official meetings by telephone because she's laying in bed right now awaiting the birth of twins. The governor, by the way, Governor Swift, says she has no plans to relinquish authority to Democratic Secretary of State William Galvin, who is next in the line of succession. She plans to continue to govern from her hospital bed until she gives birth. This doctor here, Dr. Sadler, says there's some serious considerations with pregnant women. And he's talking like more emotional, like mental. And the whole thing of people stopping by the desk, you know, desk and saying, oh, you're having a baby. Cutting down on work productivity. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think, Phil, one of the things you have to understand is that I don't think anyone really wants to see a picture of your sonogram. It is a fuzzy black and white picture of what? I mean, you can't tell what you're looking at. Unless a doctor tells you what it is, I could show the average woman a picture of a pig fetus, and you'd think it's your kid. In fact, that...
No, come on.
Now, Mr. Henry, you're talking about something medical. As a joke, just as a kick, I showed a woman a fetus. I forget what it was. I think it was a giraffe or something. And she was, oh, look at my son. And I said, you know what? I'm kidding around. Here's the real one. And she was...
I bet you she was angry.
She was angry, but she also understood that I was just trying to lighten the mood.
A giraffe?
Yes, sir.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler with us. And what we're talking about here is whether a pregnant woman can conduct business and be a worker and be a useful worker while she's pregnant. Of course, the governor of Massachusetts, they would like her to step down for a few days. She will not relinquish authority, though she be pregnant with twins. Here is Gina on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Gina?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi. Dr. Sadler... I'm a professional woman married to a physician.
Yes, ma'am.
And honestly, I think you're almost a disgrace to your profession. You have no empathy for women.
I anticipate.
You have no respect for the human body. You do not.
That's not true, ma'am. I anticipate a comment like that because I'm forthcoming with my remarks regarding a woman's biochemistry leading up to childbirth. But it doesn't mean that I... are you a mother?
I am a mother.
And
you know,
I
didn't utter one single negative comment at my husband when I was in delivery.
You didn't scream at him what a piece of garbage he was.
And these kinds of things are utterly ridiculous.
Let me ask you, can I jump in, Gina? This is Phil Hendry. Dr. Sadler, you say Gina's never yelled at her husband during childbirth. You say you've heard it.
Well, other women have heard it. And I got my wife call me up. I can't even repeat what she said, but it starts with S. It ends with T.
Yeah, we got it, Doc, okay? She called you that.
Yes, she did.
Well, you know, maybe you chose the wrong woman. To presume that the governor would do such a thing, and what does that have to do with her capability of running the state? It has nothing to do with it.
Well, as I mentioned,
in privacy and conversations with her own husband and in a delivery room has nothing to do with her professional behavior.
Well, I mentioned to you, when a pregnant woman is in the office, she sits there and she sort of basks in all of her girlfriends coming by. Oh, when are you due? And when is the, you know?
You know,
gets done.
You're talking
if
about...
If you find that funny, this is the governor of Massachusetts.
Well, now, wait a second. So the governor of Massachusetts is sitting at her desk and saying, look at me, I'm fat and pregnant, and all the women are coming around, and she's not getting anything done.
That doesn't sound like it to me.
That's not what professional women do.
Do they want to move her out of there in Massachusetts if she's not sitting around shoveling... and forgive me for saying it, but shoveling food.
The governor of Massachusetts sitting around just shoveling food down morning, noon, and night.
That's all she does.
She's pregnant with twins. What? Gee.
It's absurd. You know, to think that that's all women do when they're pregnant.
You have a baby.
Nothing but eat and chit-chat.
when you have a baby,
absurd.
When you have a baby,
if a man has a son that is sick or dying, or if a man is struggling with cancer, you don't think people constantly want updates.
Ma'am,
on how
let me
you're
tell you how men are under adversity.
And how's your son?
I can tell you,
you
how men are.
That
I can tell you how men are under adversity, ma'am. It's a little thing called World War II. Thank you very much. Thank you. Looks like I made the big point.
Okay, there were women in the factories in World War II. And
oh, yeah, sure, that's right. I forgot.
What kind of physician are you, Dr.
I'm an obstetrician.
Obstetrician.
Right.
All right,
Gina. I feel sorry for your patients because you obviously don't respect or care about women.
That's right, ma'am. That's how I've had. That's how I've had a 20-year medical career. I hate my patients.
Who sit around and chit-chat and shovel food in their mouth.
Well, okay,
Gina.
Instead
of having an intellect and a skill for what the people of the state elected them to do.
All right. Mr. Henry, you've seen it.
Seen what?
Women sitting around pregnant in the office. They got the bag of popcorn. They're shoveling something in. And the guy says, Mary, can you take this down to the... oh, I'm sorry, you're pregnant. Somebody else can do it. Why are they even in the office?
Okay, well, listen, Gina, thank you for your call. I don't think that I've seen that. I mean, there are pregnant women working everywhere, and they seem to do very well. I don't know what you mean.
Well, you haven't seen what I've seen. And you can't say that they do very well. You just see them walking back and forth carrying files. That may be all they're doing. They pick up some files and they go over here, so it looks like they're doing something.
Why? So they can pull a paycheck?
You got it.
Lisa, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Hi, Lisa, go ahead.
Hi. I'm just, like, appalled. I can't believe...
What am I saying here? But
just let the lady finish.
Doctor, wait a minute. Wait. You interrupted the lady last time. Let me say my piece, okay? I'm a major in the United States Army.
Don't blame me for stating the facts. Don't blame me for telling the truth.
Just be quiet and let the lady finish.
I worked up. I was pregnant. I worked up until the day before I delivered. Not only that, I received my master's degree during that time, doctor. You say that you're a doctor. I find it really hard to believe, but
that's an insult.
You probably
and you
well,
that,
you've
you
been
mean,
insulting
you
women
that.
For the last past half hour.
Are you telling me you didn't scream at your husband when you were giving birth to whatever you do? You have you got a kid or I don't know. I'm assuming
that's what
have,
I just said. Yes.
And you
no, I did not scream at anybody. Sure, you hear the jokes about women screaming at their husbands or whatever.
You didn't call your husband a lump of mule dung while you were laying there writhing in agony?
A lump of mule dung.
First of all,
whatever she said. I don't know.
Excuse me. Childbirth was the most, from beginning to end, the most wonderful experience of my entire life.
I knew you were going to say that.
Why?
Because they all say that. But when they're in the delivery room, you want to listen to them. See, I'm a doctor. I hear it all. Holy Jesus, I can't stand it. When are you going to get it out of me? If I've heard one broad yell, get it out of me.
Broad?
Excuse
hey,
me.
Phil,
listen to this. Broad.
Let me tell you this.
Broad.
Like
you're
I,
a doctor.
Like I said, I'm a major
I'm
United
sorry.
States
I was,
Army.
I was up all night. I had a tough...
I've jumped out of airplanes, okay? I'm airborne qualified. Here was
with
my mantra going into childbirth. If I can jump out of airplanes, I can have a baby with no problem.
I don't get the correlation at all. Jumping out
of
an airplane and having a baby.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
Oh, I see
okay?
the planes giving birth to you or something?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? See, I'm
a... The lady is saying it's a stressful endeavor to jump out of an airplane, as is having a baby.
And yet she
Thank
never
you,
called your husband a turd.
No. No, not at all. And here's the other thing that I don't understand where you're coming from. Okay, do you work in a huge, huge doctor's office or what?
I have. I'm partners with two other physicians, yes.
Okay, so how can you generalize and say that all women sit around the workplace and shovel food in their mouth when you probably don't have, what do you have, a couple, maybe two, three women working in your office?
Well,
how
no.
How can you make that generalization?
Well, because I have a lot of patients, females, who say to me, do you know how... Doctor, is there a way, is it wrong for me to bring in several peanut butter sandwiches? Because they're carrying extra bags now, and they're stacked high. They are stacked high with mayonnaise sandwiches.
Stop it.
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Back with Dr. Sadler in a moment on the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Yes, and this is Margaret, and I want to tell you all that you're listening to really a unique and brilliant man, Phil Hendry, because all the voices of the characters that you hear on the show, he does himself. And even though we say this every day, there are people going, oh, but what about the lady? Well, that's me. Okay, and he's doing me, if you'll pardon the expression.
Okay, so what are we talking about here, Dr. Sadler? You're saying that even if a woman went to school and got her master's degree while she was pregnant, that there should be some accountability to the institution of learning? What does that mean?
Phil, I'm saying that if a woman went and got her master's degree while she was pregnant, I would want to go back to that school and check their accreditation or somehow double-check that they got it right, because...
So in other words, you're just giving out master's degrees. Why? Because the pregnant woman's got the professor under his spell?
No, it just seems odd, that's all, that a woman who's pregnant with all that biochemical change going on, and let me ask you something, Phil. A lady told me once she got a master's degree in engineering while she was pregnant. How do you concentrate on blueprints, on schematics, when you're eating and all you can think about is food? And, you know, and they, of course, you know, something they'll doodle and it'll be a schematic of spaghetti. It'll be a bowl of food. It won't even, it's just, please, I'm a doctor.
And it's, so in other words, she can't possibly concentrate on her schoolwork when she's thinking
about... When she's thinking about a grand slam at Denny's? Yeah.
Well, I don't...
Trust me, will you? For once in your life, trust someone. Make it me.
That's okay, Doc. I have a wife. I trust her.
All right.
1-800-449-8686. Jeanette, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
I am,
ma'am.
I'm just truly appalled by what I am hearing on this radio show.
Hello.
I was also, like your last caller, a major in the Air Force.
Come
I'm
in,
a
Jeanette.
Nurse. No, wait. Let me finish.
Well,
I was
can't
running
hear
a,
you. Your phone's
no,
breaking
I was a nursing
up.
Director
okay,
of a busy level 2 trauma emergency department.
Hey, Jeanette, this is Phil Hendry. Your phone is breaking up. Are you on a cell? Are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, let me move.
Move?
Let me walk around.
Yeah, move
walking.
To the top of a mountain or something, because...
All right, now hold on for a minute. Okay, Jeanette, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me any better?
Yeah, it's a really funky line. I've got to look at my producer. Do you think we should keep this call on the line because of the funkiness of the... Should we?
Is this any better?
All right, Jeanette, I'm going to put you on hold, but we won't hang up on you. We're just going to put you back on hold for a second, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Paula on the Phil Hendry Show. Paula?
Dr. Sadler, I certainly hope some of your patients are listening to this program right now. I am in total shock that you are an
I'm sure that they are. I let them know I was going to be on this program.
Well, you have referred to pregnant women as food shoveling, name-calling, irrational people. You have referred to their babies as, compared them to pig and giraffe fetuses. I didn't call my husband any names in the delivery room, but after 9 months of pregnancy with you, I can understand why your wife did.
Well, Paula, your personal comments aside, certainly you've heard of women who have been abusive.
Some,
and
not all.
All right,
don't generalize. And
oh,
men
so
talk about
words,
their
you know,
scores
you know all
women. At work, too. Do they not?
Women know all about you. So you know all women. What do you mean men talk about their golf scores at work?
Men do. Therefore, they're irrational and they aren't completing their work.
Well, they're not hanging around the desk all day long
how
talking
you know?
About the golf course.
You are generalizing.
Well, how do you know
you
what women do?
No
how do you know what women
working
do?
Women, have you?
What has that got to do with
except
men's golf scores?
Of your patients.
What has that got to do with men's golf scores working women?
I think it makes perfect sense.
Are you pregnant?
You're talking about women.
I bet you $5 you're
about
pregnant.
Their pregnancies
she's
at work.
Pregnant, Phil.
Don't
she's pregnant.
Men talk about their golf scores?
I suddenly realize what's going on with you, Paula. You're pregnant because you're making no sense. There's an irrationality to what you're saying. And
let me, are you pregnant right now, Paula?
I am absolutely not pregnant. Is he pregnant? He's totally irrational.
Well, you know, you're saying men's golf scores, women in the workplace, giraffe fetuses. And
you said you showed...
These are the terms you used,
yes.
Dr. Sadler. Did you not?
You said that you showed a woman a giraffe fetus as a gag.
Oh, yeah. Men don't hang around the water cooler. Look at that. Let me show
right?
you. Men don't hang around the water cooler showing each other their outie belly button.
That is
okay?
a total lie.
Guess
men
what? You do too.
Men talk about their wives being pregnant.
And I'll
men
tell you this
much. Men
talk
about their golf scores.
Not
men
showing each other their belly button, they don't.
We work with people.
Yeah.
We have mm-hmm. personal relationships.
Well, you know something, Paula? As long as you're not pulling
you know,
your skirt
Dr.
up at a water cooler.
You
look at this.
Are a
it grosses
doctor.
It grosses men out. Okay.
A terrible doctor.
And you bring your sonogram in, and there it is. While I'm trying to eat a ham sandwich.
I brought in a sonogram. Don't you talk about me bringing
well,
a sonogram
you know,
to you?
You sound like
and
the kind
so
of woman.
And if you're so disgusted by a sonogram doctor, why are you an obstetrician?
Well, that's a good point. What?
Because I don't mind it in the professional
what
environment of my office. But if I'm having a light, lean ham sandwich for lunch, and I got to look up and look at you, no, thank you.
That is an
Boy,
excellent point of view from a doctor, a man who treats women. I think you need to go into another profession.
You
I
are
think
pregnant.
I speak for every.
Now, I know you're pregnant. Listen to her.
The
pendulum-like emotional swing.
To this right now.
The mania, the depression. You're alternating in terms of your neurotransmitters, the norepinephrine depletion.
Dr. Sadler, where do you, what city do you work in?
What city do I work in?
Yes.
I work in Flurin.
In where?
I'm sorry, did you hear me?
Where do you work, doctor?
I said that I work on the beach.
In what city?
What beach? What city?
Over at Detroit.
Detroit?
Listen to her. She can't hear me. She
That's
can't communicate.
Ridiculous.
You know, you really. I can recommend someone. I'm sure you'd think it's insulting if I did, but you don't sound like you have it.
What
Dr.
city
Dr.
do you?
I
didn't even hear you say a city.
To say what city you're in, what city, your phone number
what
is.
City are you in, and where are you working right now?
Yes.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Because
what, you can't hear Dr. Sadler?
Can
you
tell
help?
Us where do you live and where do you work?
Hello.
Oh,
All
wait
right.
a minute, he can't hear. He's having an emotional problem. He must
All
be
right.
pregnant.
Okay. Thanks, Paula. Can you reestablish it?
Yeah, I'm back.
Well, what the heck was that about?
I didn't want to talk to that broad anymore.
Yeah, see, we got to find out where you're working because there are a lot of people with serious concerns about your professionalism here.
Are you one of them? Tell me you're one of them, Phil.
I may be.
See, that hurts. The fact...
Well, I'm just... It's the thing that you're doing here, man. You're talking about showing a woman a giraffe fetus as a gag. It'll put you off your ham sandwich. You know, it sounds insensitive.
Boy, just when you think guys are going to stick together, they don't. So I suppose now you have to play to the women in your audience. Is that what you got to do? That's what you guys do, right? You pander now. And
I'm not pandering. I want to know, where do you work?
I'll give you my card at the end of the
show. Yeah, that's great. Give me your card at the end of the show. Here is Margaret on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Margaret, go ahead.
Yes. I just would like to tell you that I am just shocked at this doctor.
Well, you're not still of childbearing years, are you?
No, I'm not in childbearing years. But I've worked through my 8th month of pregnancy, and I did a wonderful job.
Was that shoeing horses? What was that, dear?
What do you mean, shoeing horses?
I just...
Listen, young man.
I'm right here.
I don't think you're even a doctor. I think you are a joke. You are a disgrace to any medical field.
Well, that pretty much sums it up, doesn't it, Margaret?
Yeah, and I think if you got a degree...
I guess it wouldn't do any good to tell you that I feel very bad for what you just said to me.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I do. I feel terrible.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, I'm a liar?
You sound...
Am I lying?
You sound so sincere. I am just happy that when I was having my babies, that I didn't have to have a doctor like you. And I feel sorry for any...
Hold on, Margaret. Hold on, Margaret. Hold on.
Patient.
What are you doing, doctor?
I'm washing my hands.
Are you listening?
Is she done?
Hey,
she's still talking.
You see, he isn't going to listen to anybody.
Go ahead. Do whatever you got to say, Margaret. Go ahead.
Yeah, he isn't going to listen to anybody that makes sense. Because he thinks he's holier than thou. But I tell you, in my estimation,
yes.
He doesn't even have a degree.
When you had your babies, did they put you out with ether? Or how did they...
Okay. Margaret, thanks very much. And
what are you hanging up on me too.
Yeah, I'm hanging up on you.
Good.
And your goofy, goofy thing.
Good.
And Margaret, have you ever seen a sonogram?
I did see a sonogram.
Does it look anything like a giraffe?
I think you are just, you're a disgrace.
No, Margaret, this is Phil Hendry. This isn't the doctor. I'm the host.
Well,
whoever I am, I'm a disgrace.
Oh,
all right, that's good.
No, that feels good.
No, that's okay.
Phil, I'm not talking.
All right. Okay, that's fine. My mother used to talk to me that way. Okay, 1-800. I'm joking around, Margaret.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Boy, really sucking some ass. Huh?
Okay, thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
From Dodger Stadium, very good evening. It's Ross Porter along with Rick Mundy. It's time for Dodger Baseball. Dodger Baseball, of course, brought to you by the very fine people, Union 76 Gasoline. Right now, it costs about $4.65 a gallon. That's just a little bit more of that red eye wine I buy. Well, the Dodgers, as you know, have been doing pretty good through the course of this season. And, of course, we don't expect them to keep doing that after the All-Star break. As you know, the Dodgers generally fold up like a cheap Chinese suitcase right after July 4th. And that's exactly what we expect. Isn't that right, Rick Monday? Rick?
Well, and that's what I said, Your Honor, and I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. I should wear a belt with my pants. Oh, you mean...
It's the game.
Oh, I say, hi, everybody. Rick Mundy here. And the Dodgers, of course, taking on a ball club today, I think, is ready, really ready to do some serious damage. Yes, the bit...
Well, that's not the team they're playing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Give me the thing.
Today, the Dodgers, of course, taking on a team, and a little embarrassing for the Dodgers. I talked to manager Jim Tracy earlier, and he had this to say about playing against this team.
I don't understand why Mr. Murdoch, Mr. Graziana, all those guys, why me? I don't want to...
All right, well, what he's talking about is the Dodgers are going to be playing a team today of household pets. Now, one would think they'd be able to play against a team of household pets and beat them, but... last October 3rd, against this very team of household pets, Dodgers got shelled for 6 runs in the first innings. You know, never really recovered. And it was Kevin Brown who took the big loss, 6-3. Dodgers then split 2 against this very same household pet team last week. And now they come up against them again. And it's anybody's guess what's going to happen. Is that right, Rick? Okay, so... We'll give you the lineup here right after this word. Hey, listen, friends, come on out to Dodger Stadium the night of June 15th. The Dodgers will be taking on a team of celebrities who have strange-looking eyes. That's right, Marty Feldman, Sandy Duncan, and Sammy Davis Jr. all be there at 8:15 start at Dodger Stadium. Celebrities with one eye that goes just sort of slightly away. That's 8:15 on June 15th. Dodger Stadium, be a part of it.
Hi, this is Rick Mundy here, and here is the lineup for the household pets. Leading off and playing center field, a canary. Batting second and playing first base, a small turtle. Batting third and playing shortstop, an alley cat. In right field and batting fourth, some goldfish. At third base and batting fifth, a Weimaraner that craps all over the back patio. And there he is now. Handling the catching duties and batting sixth, a blue ribbon-winning hamster. Batting in the seventh spot and playing left field, a ferret. And in the eighth spot, playing second base, another canary. And pitching and batting ninth, Roger Clemens. So without further ado, here is Rick Mundy and the start of the ballgame. Rick?
Thanks a lot, and this is... I'm not Rick Mundy.
No, I just thought I'd see if you'd answer to my name. So now, anyway.
That was really cruel.
I don't care. All right, here come the household pets to bat. Leading off and playing center field, a canary. You know, it boggles the mind to think that a pitcher like Kevin Brown, who's on the mound here tonight, can't get out a canary. It's a little yellow bird. What? You gotta be putting me on. It's a bird. Here's the windup of the pitch. Yeah, that's what I thought. There's a long drive down the right field line. Bounces in fair. Canary rounds first. Flying down to second. And comes into third base sliding with a triple.
Canary doesn't have to slide, does it?
No, a canary doesn't have to. What do you mean a canary doesn't have to slide? I don't know whether a canary has to slide. He had to get in under the tag, didn't he?
All right, just asking.
Yeah. All right, that'll bring up the next batter playing second, and, of course, a batting second playing first base, a ferret.
You know, Rick, I talked to this ferret before the game, and he had this comment.
Yeah, I don't mind being a ferret, you know, but just don't call me a weasel, you know.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like being called a weasel. A lot of people mistake me for a weasel, and that's when damage gets done, you know, so you wouldn't want to do.
I just thought you looked a little weaselly.
Well, you stink it.
That's why I was late for the game. Let's get in the training room.
All right, so the weasel is at bat. I can't believe that Kevin Brown got touched up for a triple on the first at bat by a little canary. And I want to tell you something right now, fans. My clothes come clean off right here in the booth. I am stark naked. If this turtle, this ferret, actually gets... There it is. There's the hit.
Looks like you're getting naked, Rick.
Yeah, I know. One run in. And the household pets are leading 1-0.
God!
Well, we'll take timeout right now with the score. The household pets 1 and the Dodgers 0. We'll take timeout with this word from our sponsors. Say, listen, friends, come on out to Dodger Stadium on a nice family day. There'll be beautiful sunshine, all kinds of... The hell was that?
Kevin Brown just shot himself, having given up 2 base hits to pets, you know.
Yeah, I guess I do that, too. Say, friends, come on out to Dodger Stadium the night of August 28th as the Dodgers take on a team of celebrity vampires. Dracula, Count Yorga, the Vampire Lestat. Don't miss the big bats. Get it? Yeah, we get it. All right. Of a team of vampires. Bats, see? And the guy told me... And the guy... What? Okay, well, there goes Rick. All right, so with the score, the household pets 1, the Dodgers 0. Let's get back to the action, shall we? Okay, so the Dodgers can't seem to get animals out. Here's our next batter, a goldfish. Come on, will you, baby? Come on! Have Monday! Let's go! All right, Kevin Brown, the windup, here's the pitch. Swung on. The crowd's cheering, but he hasn't hit it yet. There's the hit. That's what I thought it happened. Base hit for a goldfish. You got to be putting me on, Brown. Are you kidding? All right, Kevin Brown's just blown his brains out. That'll bring in another pitcher, and while we're waiting for another pitcher to come on... Say, fans, come on out to Dodger Stadium anytime. Just break the lock on the gate and wander in. Even if there isn't a game, generally you can bust down the door of the Dodger Stadium Club, wander in and make yourself a hot dog. It's fun to do on a rainy winter day. Come on into Dodger Stadium. Security sucks. All right, so we've had 2 pitchers commit suicide so far in this ball game, and that'll bring up for the Dodgers Jeff Shaw. Jeff Shaw is going to face a Weimaraner that craps all over the back patio. Okay, so Jeff Shaw just shot himself, thinking that he has to pitch against a pet. Say, fans, come on out to Dodger Stadium. It's one of the great places on Earth. In fact, when there's no game playing, it's better.